LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis, two guests in the studio with me today. Joanne Paré is the Bike and Pedestrian Coordinator for the City of Monroe. Also, Miles Luke is the chairman for MASS, also known as the Monroe Advocates for Safe Streets. Welcome to LANYAP, both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. A big ribbon cutting that is really the culmination of an awful lot of work coming up this Friday morning. Tell us about it, Joanne.
Well, about a year ago, Miles came to see me to talk about bike paths in the city. And at the time, we were getting ready to wrap up our comprehensive plan and get it adopted through the city. And I saw it as an opportunity to take something that was in that plan and put it into effect. And so we started meeting with some of the departments in the city, engineering, parks and recreation, transit, as well as the members from MASS and the bike group. And through the year, we have developed these first two trails. Eventually, we're going to have trails throughout the city, but we wanted to get two trails established now. And the first trail is going to go from Forsyth to the zoo and back again. And the second one goes from Forsyth to ULM.
Both of those pretty extensive paths. So you're talking about that kind of distance coverage.
I think totally it's 14 miles round trip.
14 miles round trip.
Both of them. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Miles, how did this kind of work together with the Monroe Advocates for Safe Streets? How did that come together, and how did you guys come to partner with the city?
Well, that's an interesting question, and it actually happened about a year ago when the city had an opportunity to review their comprehensive plan. And like-minded people, cyclists and walkers, were involved in the reviewing the plan. And as a result of that review, we came together as a composite group of city staff people plus bike advocates. And the result was that we started meeting with the city then every once a month, occasionally twice a month, to work on plans. And it so happens that in May of 2008, the Monroe, Downtown Monroe Rotary Club had the fundraising event to do something about making Monroe more bicycle friendly. And so that's kind of how it evolved.
And that's really something that's been growing over the last couple of years, advocacy for making Monroe friendlier for bicyclists and pedestrians.
Exactly. Yes, it's been growing since really about 2006. A number of us in the Monroe Rotary have been thinking about how we might grow this initiative as a result of that. And then the bicycle club in Monroe, Twin City Cycle Club, they've had an event each year over in West Washoe High School, and so that helped us think about the idea of getting together with the city on and growing it in a more friendly way for biking.
Joanne, what are some of the objectives for how the master plan for these bike paths is going to work?
Okay, we're basing this bike plan on something that was done in the 1988 comp plan, and we're going to eventually revise it and update it totally, but that's where these first two routes came from. And we're trying to provide safer routes for bicyclists and pedestrians, because this will also be for pedestrians too. It's going to help people, you know, recreation-wise, cut down on traffic, cut down on gas consumed. And just hopefully we're going to provide not just a route, but like a destination. One of these routes goes to the zoo. So if you want to take a trip to the zoo, you could do it on your bike or just enjoy the outdoors.
Just enjoy the trip there.
Correct.
I know, Mr. Miles, you are a consummate biker. I hear about you riding many, many more miles than I would ever imagine on a bicycle. Tell us about some of your background and how you come to the table as an expert.
Well, I've been biking for many years. About 40 years ago, I had a bad back, and the chiropractor told me if I bicycled, it would help.
Really?
And so I've been biking ever since, and some people tell me I'm obsessed with biking. It's a way of life for me, and I have a whole covey of bikes for whatever condition. I prefer to do touring. Bike touring is very exciting.
And what do you see as some of the benefits for having these here in Monroe, for locals to be able to take those paths?
Well, it's a win-win situation. It makes for a better quality of life. The thrust is, and Joanne mentioned it, we're talking about bike destinations, not just looking at a smooth, wide road with wide shoulders and say, okay, let's put signs on it. Because the hardcore bicyclists, they can bike without what our effort is, but it will improve that. But this is a family affair. the kids and the families to destinations for those people that might want to bike to work eventually.
And Joanne, can you tell me what about some of the mechanics of what went into creating these trails?
What the city did is there are some streets that are already, well, of course, already in existence, and what they have done kind of before we started meeting was widening the shoulders in an effort to slow traffic down to kind of control traffic, and it created these wider shoulders. So a lot of the route is these wider shoulders that we're just saying this is where the area where the bikers can.
You're able to adapt to those
exactly,
already wider shoulders.
Exactly. And hopefully in the future when they either redo streets or put new streets in, we can get it put into the plan at that time. They may add, we're also trying this into the transit system. I don't know if you've noticed, but all the buses have bike racks on the front.
Right.
So we're trying to kind of coordinate and intertwine the transit system with bikers. And the transit manager, Valerie, has been really instrumental in helping us with this. And so it's just an effort to try and walking, transit, biking.
And talk a little bit about how getting this done is what they call a public-private cooperative, is that it's teamwork between a group of concerned citizens and the city of Monroe. Tell us really how that works together and why you can do more together than you can either one separately.
Well, we have Miles and the Mass Group and the bike clubs who have this interest and have had this interest for a long time. They're passionate about it. It's something that they want to do, but they can't do it on their own because this is city roads and streets, so to speak. So we're doing what we can on the city side to make things work, and they're like the community. So it's just, you know, what we can't do, they can do, and vice versa. We're just together, we're able to do more.
Mr. Yeah. Miles, the same
like
thing
to add
from
to
your
that
perspective.
Too, yes. Well, shortly after we had this fall meeting where the 1988 plan was reviewed, the non-city group realized that we needed to get better organized. And so we patterned our mass, Monroe Advocates for Same Streets, after a similar organization, Baton Rouge, called BRASS. So we went to school on them, and we are a chartered 501c3 organization, and which helps us with securing grants, and we're more legitimate, and we have a great board of directors that we meet with the city every month. We're in a win-win situation. Now, I'd like to say that the cooperation we've had with the city has been so outstanding. We meet informally over lunch so that...
It's very, very comfortable.
Yes. Yeah.
The ribbon cutting for the first two official bike trails coming up this Friday morning at 11. It's at Forsyth Park, which is... which part of the park is that exactly?
Near the park office across the street from the pool.
So that's Friday morning at 11 o'clock?
Correct.
Joanne Perret is the bike and pedestrian coordinator for the City of Monroe, and Mr. Miles Luke is the chairman for MASS, the Monroe Advocates for Safe Streets. Thank you both for being here so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe.